Hey, another application of this distinction between the Korban Pesach and other Korbanos is now given. Nitmo HaBosar. If the meat of the Korban Pesach becomes Tomei, V'Hachilev Kayom, but the fats of the Korban Pesach, which are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach and not eaten, they still exist in their original state of purity. So we're not discussing a case of Tumah in this case. It's a regular Pesach where the majority of the Jews are Tahar, and the Korban was bought in a state of Tahara, but then after the Korban was slaughtered, and the fat was separated from the meat became Tomei and the fat is not Tomei. And we're discussing a case where the blood has not yet been thrown onto the Mizbeach. Now in general, the blood is thrown onto the Mizbeach pretty much straight after the slaughtering. But in this case, it must be a case where they waited around a bit. For whatever reason, the blood was not yet thrown onto the Mizbeach, such that we now have a situation where the meat of the Korban Pesach, which is generally eaten, is now Tomei. And since the Korban was bought in a state of purity, the leniency of the previous Mishnah does not apply. And so this Korban needs to be burnt and it cannot be eaten. And since we learned in the previous Mishnah that a main, very significant part of the Korban Pesach service is the eating of the Korban Pesach, if already before the blood has been thrown onto the Mizbeach, the meat is not fitting to be eaten, you cannot continue with the service, and so Ein Zorig Adam, he does not throw the blood onto the Mizbeach, because it is not a Korban Pesach which is fitting to be eaten. Now what happens if it's the other way around? Nitmo HaChilev, if the fats which are generally burnt on the Mizbeach and not eaten, if that becomes Tomei, such that they won't be able to be burnt on the Mizbeach now, the Habasar Kayam, but the meat which will be eaten in general, still exists in a pure state. So that means it is permitted still to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach, and therefore Zorikas Adam, he does continue with the process of the Korban, he does throw the blood onto the Mizbeach, because the Korban is still considered fit and ready to be eaten. And of course, this is where it is different to other Korbanos, Suvam HaKadosh and Ein HaKein. When it comes to other Korbanos, this is not the case. Elo Afal Pi Shenitma HaBosar V'Achilev Kayom. Even in a case where the meat, which is generally eaten, became Tomei, so you're not going to end up eating the Korban, and the fat is Tahar, says the Mishnah Zorikas Adam, even in that way around, he would throw the blood onto the Mizbeach, since the eating is not considered such an intrinsic part of the other Korbanos. So even if you're not going to end up being able to eat it, the service is still continued, and you would throw the blood onto the Mizbeach.